Hello, Friday lovers! You know that this is the Fashion Photography Podcast, and my name is Virginia Yancheva. I know you've been waiting a lot to find out how to approach model agencies, and because it's a very important issue, I think it's time to finally talk about it. What can I do for you is to give you just a few small tips on how to approach an agency and what to do in order to get the right models for you. So let's get the party started. Tip number one. Do not stick to just one agency, because of course there's always a chance to be rejected. So if you have more sources, this is going to bring you more work. And I believe this is going to help you, because if more than just one agency have told you yes, this means two new projects for your portfolio. And because you're the one asking, you cannot back down. Second tip, tell them if it's going to be a test, if it's going to be a small project for you, and if it's a small project for you, just give them some insights, like where are you going to shoot the story, with which makeup artist, little things like that. If you don't have a stylist, if you don't have a particular idea, and you just want to make some different photos, just play safe and call it a test. It's time for our third tip. Do not ask for a specific model, because probably the agency don't know your work and you might be really good, but of course they would like to start with new face, probably a model that's been a model since like yesterday. Because these models really need some photographs to start their portfolio with. But if the final result is not good enough, the model agency is not going to use the photographs. But for them, this is not such a big waste of time. Probably they'd like to try to work with you, but since this is your first approach, they would probably like to keep it safe. But if you've done a good job and the final images are really good, of course next time you'll be with more and more experienced models until of course you get the best ones. Leave the decision to the booker so you can make sure that you're both gonna benefit from this. Also, something very important is literally how to approach a model agency. Of course, there is a contact section on each and every website of the model agencies. So what you can do is to write down an email, but it's definitely not the best idea. Preferably, find the booker phone number, because this way you'll be able to call. And this is very simple strategy, but it's really working one. This way they'll hear your name first time on the phone, and after this, they're going to read about it on their email. This way, your name is going to stick in their head, and that's great for you. So you should really try to find this number, because it's definitely better. Trust me, the model agencies are receiving tons of emails each and every day. Next advice, have no idea which number this is. Okay, crazy idea. Do you want to try a conversation like this? It's going to sound something like, hello, my name is Virginia Yancheva and I have your phone number from the website of the agency. Is it comfortable for you to talk right now? Okay, great. I'm a photographer, but I'm pretty much new photographer. I want to expand my portfolio with some portraits and I wanted to ask if I can work with your models. I was thinking, because like I said, I'm a fresh photographer, I don't really have a budget. So I was wondering if you're willing to let me shoot some of your new faces. Of course, you're going to receive the photos as soon as they're ready. It's going to take me about 10 days to retouch 10 to 12 images that you will be, of course, able to use on your website. I promise to do my best not to waste your model's time, and I really hope it's going to work for both sides. So if you're up for this idea, I can send you some mood boards and also my most recent portfolio on your email. Again, I saw it on the website. Okay, great. Yeah, what about next week? Do you want me to remind you in the end of this week? Okay, you received my email in 10 minutes. Thank you. So a conversation with a booker should be something like that. You're calling for the first time, so it's normal for you to say a little bit about yourself. I think it's a great idea to tell them where you have your contact from. Try to make them realize that this is not an obligation. This is just a trial, and if everything is okay, you're letting them know that you'd like this to continue, but the final decision is theirs, because you're the one asking, so it's more than normal. Ask if they want you to remind them. Tell them if you have specific project on your mind. Tell them you're going to send them references. This way, they'll know what to expect. And make sure you're talking about references, because these people see a lot of work out there. And if they're not sure if these are references or it's your work, they might think you're kind of lying to them. And a little mistake like that can cost you a lot. So just make sure you get that clear. I guess you've heard the end when I asked them if they want me to remind them. And that's okay for you to do it too. Just try to make sure you're not putting too much pressure on them. By mentioning this 1 week period of time, you're actually setting a deadline without making it too obvious. But this way, you're also showing them that you're serious about that. In addition, you're making sure that you're going to receive your answer. Try to prepare your email before you call them. This way, you'll be able to answer as fast as you can. Big highlight, very important. Don't send them any images from your portfolio without people in it. Just make sure you have enough portraits, and if you have some kind of fashion photography work, that would be great, and it's really gonna work for you. But they don't need nature or animals or something like this. Try to show the best portfolio that you have. Even if we're talking about 10 images, that's okay, because those guys really don't have a lot of time to waste. So this is gonna work for everyone. So far, so good. And I think these are the highlights. So if you have any additional questions on how to approach a model agency or anything else that can come up in your mind, don't hesitate to ask in our Facebook group called the Fashion Photography Podcast. And if you want to receive an answer from me specifically and do it personal, you can take a look at my website, theantova.com. I know my last name is a bit weird, so you can find a link in the show notes. There you'll be able to drop me a line on my email if you want a consultation with me, where we will be able to talk about your own work, and I'll be able to answer all of your questions one-on-one. Thank you very much for being with me, and have a great weekend.